Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the second episode of Kill the Messenger. I am the host, Ramon. I appreciate y'all for rocking out with me. If this is your first episode tuning in, be sure to go back and listen to my first episode. It's called Shoot Your Shot. This episode is called What's Beef, man? And we're going to start with what is beef, yo? Beef is a hip-hop term, so it's only right. Let's take a walk through hip-hop and beef through hip-hop. Let's do that, if y'all don't mind. I'm tired of beef today. Yo, beef is whack, yo. Niggas don't really be beefing for no reason, yo. Like back in the day, like, beef was real. It wasn't real, like, in the sense I'm gonna kill you to begin with. In the beginning, it was just for the sport. It was just for the pure fuck of I'm better than you. For you do something that can be deemed a competitive thing, and I do something that can be deemed something competitive, and I can't let you be better than me at that shit. Hell no. Think about niggas like KRS-One. KRS-One was going around all the time, man. Anybody who wanted it, man, that nigga was ready to battle anybody. And it wasn't even about nothing but him, yo. Like, but him and his pride and where he was at. Think about LL Cool J. LL Cool J said he was a GOAT from the beginning. You know what I mean? LL Cool J is hard as hell. What, nigga? Come on, yo. Try to battle me and I promise you. What? Come on, man. Niggas ready for that type of energy, man. That energy didn't sustain. Only thing that ended up happening is it shifted to a time of people want to expose and let niggas' secrets grow and, you know, and things like that. Think about a cat like Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? Ice Cube, he was part of one of the hottest motherfucking gangster groups of all time. They get in the beef, and the first thing he do, expose everybody. Hey, yo, I was writing all the rhymes. He gay. Fuck that nigga. Hey, yo, if he was writing all the rhymes, why you just saying, I'll rap everybody? Hey, yo, I'm better than all y'all. Fuck y'all. All y'all suck my dick. Da, 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 da. Nope, that nigga went right at them niggas. He went at they personal, you know what I'm saying? Right at they personal. And that trend just kept on following, you know what I mean? You had niggas that was well-respected in the hood, like Pac and Biggie. Now, let's keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Pac was never going to out-rap Biggie Smalls in a rap battle. So what did he do? He took it real disrespectful. Real disrespectful. Think about hit him up. First off, fuck your bitch in the click you came. West side, when we ride, come and click with game. You came to be a player, but I fucked your wife. What, bro? Come on, man. Like, can I just talk about me being better than you at rap? He started the song with, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Nigga, what, bro? Like, okay, and can you out-rap me? Are you better than me at rap? Ain't this what this supposed to be about? Isn't this what the essence supposed to be about? It turned into some shit where niggas just wanted to spill the tea. That's it. Think about Jay-Z and Nas beef. You know what I mean? Jay-Z and Nas beef could have been so great. So great. Nas dropped Ether. Everybody likes Ether. Okay, it's a great song, man. What did he do? He did not rap. He didn't do anything. He ain't put no flows together. He just insulted him and said, you look like a camel. Wild shit like that the whole track. Like, I mean, that's cool. But whatever, man. Yo, Jay-Z was rapping on Takeover. He was rapping on Super Ugly. What? This nigga Jay-Z said, it's like bringing a knife to a gunfight. Pen to a test. Chest in the line of fire with your thin-ass vest. You bringing them boys to men. How them boys gonna win? This grown man B.I. You get rolled into a triage. This nigga Jay-Z was really rapping at him, man. Putting bars together, telling him some shit. Niggas wasn't doing that. So, I mean, hey, maybe I'm wrong about my take. It was some niggas keeping to the essence when it came to it. Because niggas like Jay-Z was, man. But you had some people who wasn't saying true to the essence. And you had my nigga 50. Goddamn. The nigga 50, if he didn't fuck up the beef game, I don't know who else did. First off, this nigga 50 did not even pop. Really, he was definitely well known. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knew 50. If you listen to underground mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? If you was really listening to music, you knew 50. But 50 ain't really popped till How to Rock. You know what I mean? And then he looked around and he was like, yo, hold up. Only thing I gotta do is talk shit about these niggas. Hold up, let me pick a target. Ja Rule. What happened? He went at Ja Rule, crushed Ja Rule's whole, just crushed him. We don't even talk about Ja Rule the same way. This nigga, it's murder. What? We don't even talk about this man. The man proceeded to take his whole lane. His whole lane. You know what I mean? And then after taking his whole lane, the man motherfucking dropped 21 questions on his first album. The first album. Bullied him completely out of his shit and took it over. 50 showed people that beef could make money. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if you beef correctly, if you take a man out of some shit, you steal his lane, whatever you got to do, that's going to make you money. It's a business move. You know what I mean? And when the Ja Rule beef died, what'd he do? Created new ones. He went at Jadakiss. He went at Fat Joe. My nigga even went at Rick Ross, man. Had Rick Ross baby mama out taking pictures. What do that have to do with rap, man? What do that have to do with rap, man? Beef just kept progressing. It just kept getting worse and worse, man. He opened the door for these clown-ass niggas like Tekashi. I like Tekashi, but that nigga's a clown. He'll tell you he's a clown. You know what I mean? But he came in the game screaming, hey, yo, come on, beef with me. 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 What's happening to him? 8 for 8 on the billboards. Shit is crazy. How is that happening? You can even take a woman's perspective. Azealia Banks. Azealia Banks be going hard at mad people, man. She done win that motherfucking Nicki. She done win that Cardi B. She done win that Beyonce. You know what I mean? And these are icons. You know what I mean? Tekashi just beefing with the niggas like around his thing. You know what I mean? Azealia Banks is coming at icons. Like, you know what? I used to look up to y'all. I don't like y'all no more. And I mean, whatever they might have showed y'all, that's industry shit. You know what I mean? But once you get to this level, that exposing secret should be beyond it all. You should only be concerned about your talent. But Azealia Banks, she somehow gets known for being the one to expose everybody. Like, yo, I can do this shit. You know what I mean? I talk shit on Instagram. Anybody come at me, I'm telling the real deal. Da 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 da. Going wilding out. Cries off the stage, nigga. What? The same thing like these other kids. Tough. And then when you get put in the motherfucking fire, you can't deal with it? What's the point? What was the point of stepping into the fire? What was the point of creating any beef? Leave that shit alone, man. The artists and the people around us that commercialized beef, man. That shit whack. And they took away from the essence. And I'm a real hip-hop fan. I know I sound crazy right now, but it's because I really care about rap, man. I got a lot of friends that rap. And I want them to care about the essence. I don't want none of my friends rapping just for the bullshit. You know what I mean? Because beef turned into some marketing thing now. You know what I'm saying? And that's unfortunate. You know what I mean? Think about a nigga like Kanye, man. Kanye contributed to the beef thing, too. Kanye did it differently, though. You remember Kanye had the album cover with 50 Cent? They did the whole drop an album on the same thing. So now, I'm just going to outsell you. They didn't even talk lyrics. You know what I'm saying? So it's not even about lyrics no more. Now it's not about lyrics. Now it's not about exposing you. Now it's not about who better. Now it's not about pride. Now it's about who album selling the best. You know what I mean? And we the consumers, we eating it all up. Because, I mean, we can't blame them and not take no fault. Because we ate every one of these beefs up, you know? Regardless as to what they gave us. You know what I mean? But all of this, all of the progression of beef ended up giving us one of the most hyped and bootiest beefs ever. Drake and Pusha T. The Drake and Pusha T beef is the epitome of business. Just all business. First off, Drake beef wasn't even with Pusha T. The beef was with Kanye. So knowing that the beef is with Kanye, and Kanye can't rap, we already established that Kanye, he never does the whole beef one-on-one thing. He not battling. He going to have a rant about you or do some wild shit. You know what I mean? That's his lane. He not going to get on the wax. Kanye is one of my favorite rappers, so don't none of y'all think I'm hating. But if you like Kanye, like I like Kanye, you know he's not getting on wax. Drake is known for bars. So Kanye says, you know what, fuck it, I ain't going to beef with him. Hey, yo, push it too. Poke at him real quick so he'll come back, and then I got this shit. I know some shit about him, and it'll kill everything. Pusha T used his marketing scheme. You know what I mean? And yes, his marketing scheme was his child, and that's bad. But in essence, when he exposed his child, he stopped his business. And the business of hip-hop at that moment became too important for Drake for him to continue. If Pusha T would have just said, hey, yo, fuck Drake, he a deadbeat dad. Okay, boom, we can keep going from there. Pusha T exposed the whole Adidas thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you a deadbeat dad, I'm going to take your business from you. You know what I mean? All of that is done. You know what I mean? And that's really Kanye doing, because that's more Kanye's line of beef. You know what I mean? Oh, yo, it's not about outselling you. I'm going to get at your money. You know what I'm saying? And who's under Adidas too? Kanye West. Huh? And Drake had a whole press release started that Kanye West in essence got stopped for Adidas. That's crazy. But that all goes back to what beef became. Beef became more money hungry, more, hey, yo, look, this is, like, it's just business. It's business. Became a marketing tactic. You know what I'm saying? And that made shit real corny, man. Rap always been disrespectful. You always had niggas talking about baby mothers. And that whole thing was gonna happen. You know, you can't get outside that. You know, if you gonna rap, you might mention nigga baby mother. Whatever. But keep it on wax, man. You know what I mean? Like they took it too disrespectful. Why we talking about baby mothers? Baby mother beef is a legitimate type of beef, man. And that's a tricky one. That's a tricky one. I don't know how many of y'all got kids that's listening to this, but if you do, there are people that have that rosy, everything gravy thing going on. You know, you see the pictures on Facebook, mom, dad, stepmom, stepkid, whole family just blended. You know, that's lovely. That's beautiful. And, you know, that's only one thing anybody can hope to aspire to. But a lot of people not living like that. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. That's not how niggas is really living. Some people lay down with somebody and realize that for the next 18 years at least. But, I mean, really, if you want to be a good parent for the rest of that child's life, which is the rest of your life, you tied to this person that you might not like. So how do we deal with that beef? Because that's instantly beef. Because we coming into it like, God damn, I don't really like you. You know what I'm saying? So that beef is there inherently. And I saw a Facebook video that kind of put that beef in a real perspective for me, and I'm going to share that with y'all. Basically, they was meeting at a public place, and they came and they set the whips or whatever. Dude had his car or whatever, and Shorty was holding the young lady in her arms. Shorty was maybe like 4 or 5. And he was like, yo, let me get my baby so I could put her in the car. She was like, yo, let me put her in the car. He was like, no, don't touch my car. I don't want you involved in nothing I got going on. Don't touch my car. She like, well, she can't go with you if I can't put her in. He like, yo, well, you can't put her in. Well, then fuck it, you know? Like, they going back and forth with that. Give me my child. No, let me put her in the car. No, give me my child. No, well, fuck it. Like, why is that the beef that we have? That beef really just coming from we don't like each other right now. You know what I'm saying? We don't like each other, but we bringing the child into that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, they going back and forth. He trying to grab at the little girl. She pulling the little girl away. The little girl cry for a second. You know, she get all the way to the car, put the baby in the car seat. Like, we leaving. He walking up to the car. No, I want my baby. You know, like, come on, man. Hey, yo, at some point, when is somebody going to say, hey, yo, you know what? I'm going to swallow this. You want to put her in the car? Put her in the car. You don't want me to touch the car? Okay. Like, at some point, we got to trust each other. We got to get past the bullshit that we got going on for the benefit of the child. Because that's where a lot of the bullshit starts, man. Like, a lot of times I hear a lot of people saying, oh, I don't want your man, I don't want your woman around my child, da, 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 da. But where is that whole hatred coming from? Like, why don't you want somebody that cares about your significant other as much as they do around somebody that cares about their child? Like, to me, that's being selfish. You know, that's like, to me, then that's beyond being selfish. That's being vain. Because you think that person hates you so much that it's going to cause your child harm, or they're going to do something directly affect your child so much that child don't love you no more. You know what I mean? That beef, we got to let that go. We got to realize it take a village. So when somebody move on, you got to let them move on. You know what I'm saying? Because it might be good to add that other perspective to your child's life. Because how often are you thinking about everything? You never know who could add some impact to that. Don't let that, hey, yo, that person can't come in here. That can't be the problem. That can't be what stopped everything for us. You know what I'm saying? That can't be it. But that is a tricky one, because in most places, the beef stems from the other party moving on, but we really want to be with them. You know what I'm saying? That resentment that's inside. Because we still may really want that person. So how do we deal with that resentment beef, man? You know what I mean? So now, really, a lot of times, I'm going to use the fellas, you know what I'm saying? We sitting here, we got our ladies, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I really want the family. I miss my lady, dog. miss her. I miss her, man. I want to hold her again. I want to tuck my child in at night, go kiss my lady in the mouth, and that's we got a family going on. But she moved on, man. She don't want your ass no more, bro. You been bullshitting. You ain't got no job. You ain't been doing what you had to do, so she moved on to the better man. So now what you do? You like, you know what? I ain't going to be lonely out here. I ain't going to be lonely. I'm about to go find me a chick. So you run up to the first chick that you meet, little thought, wife her up, you know what I'm saying? But shorty know she a thought, you know what I mean? So now she can't be around my daughter. She can't be around my son because that's a hoe. Now you mad because your whole situation is started from you essentially one of the family and you just picked the wrong person because you was lonely. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Come on, man. We got to make better decisions, yo. We got to make better decisions. Don't let beef cloud your judgment. And then don't let the fact that you're clouded judgment, you know, that's going to affect you in the long run, man. Don't let that. You clouded your judgment. You did that. Take ownership of that. Yo, I fucked up. Sometimes in beef, we got to take ownership. And I know for me, my personal perspective may be a little too passive for everybody. You know, everybody don't want to deal with that passive thing. And yo, they want to confront the beef head on. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck that. Da-da-da-da-duh. We gonna argue. Nah, man. I choose to catch fires with honey, especially dealing with my BM. And that might be that may or may not be the right type of way to deal with that beef. Y'all let me know, though. My Instagram is at Ramon, LOL, RAAMONLOL. Y'all follow me. How y'all deal with beef with y'all baby mothers, man? Matter of fact, yo, how you deal with beef with your girl? Because beef with your girl is way different than beef with your baby mother. You know what I'm saying? And even ladies, you know what I'm saying? How do y'all transition from just going from arguing with your baby father to now you gotta argue with the man that you love, you know what I'm saying? This man might be telling you gonna spend the rest of your life with. You know what I'm saying? I know for me, I said I was passive, and I am passive in certain things, but I kiss a little ass when it's my girl. I kiss more ass. And fellas, I don't know if I'm by myself in that, but I'm gonna kiss a little ass because that's my girl, man. And the real weird contradiction about that is, I'm also way more aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Like, as much ass as I'm willing to kiss, I'm going to hit her with a little bit more aggressive. You know what I mean? And that's just because I think inherently you just kind of feel like you're getting played. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody playing with your heart. Ooh, don't play with my motherfucking heart. Somebody playing with my intelligence. Isn't that the worst kind of beef? Isn't that the worst start to some shit? Hey, yo, you fucking with my intelligence. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't tell me it's red and I clearly see blue. You can't do me like that, man. That beef is too. That's attacking my mental. You know what I mean? So now I love you. So I want to unpack this. I want to figure it out. But also, hold the fuck up, nigga. No, you didn't just come at me with the bullshit that you came at me with. You know what I'm saying? Because that beef amongst your significant other come at you a little different. Sometimes it's so unexpected that person even took it there with you. You ever been in some shit and you sitting now, you might be watching a movie with your girl. Fellas, this more stuff happens with us. You know what I mean? But ladies, I'm going to talk about it with y'all because y'all tell us why this be happening. We sitting here, we watching something and we watching the movie and the movie may remind you of something that we got past, you know, but we got past that. So now for the next night, you mad about some shit that you seen in the movie that reminded you about some shit that I did a long time ago. But we got past it, so you don't really want to talk about it. But also, you don't really want me touching you because you mad. You know what I mean? Ladies, y'all know that feeling. And fellas, y'all been there before too. You go to touching your lady, you know what I mean, that night. You know what I mean? You go to do whatever you want to do. And it just don't work the way you anticipated it working. Because that beef side, it sidelined you. It blindsided, my blindsided you. My bad. I'm speaking all fucked up. I apologize. But it blindsided you. So now that the beef blindsided you, you don't even know how to deal with that. How you deal with that blindside beef, man? That blindside beef is a motherfucker, man. I don't even know what's going on. And furthermore, I don't even know why we mad. Or why are you mad? And you might not even really be mad as you as I think you are. You just aggravated. You just irritated. You know what I'm saying? But I'm making a mountain out of a molehill because I went to touch you not knowing that you was a little irritated and you ain't really want to be touched. So you swiped away at me a little bit. You know what I mean? You turned that butt cheek a little bit away. And now I'm like, hold up. So now I'm going to sleep heavy-minded. I'm waking up, you know, thinking that we're going to talk about this or we're going to talk about what may have happened. We don't talk about that. You know what I'm saying? We try to go on with that. Like, that beef never happened. That's that other, that the beef that happens with the blind side beef is that beef that we try to gloss over. We can't gloss over shit in relationships. We got to talk about that. We got to talk about that. Don't gloss over the fact that you saw that shit and you still harboring some feelings. Let's get that out. Let me try to end that. You know what I'm saying? Let me get off of that. Because beef in relationships, that take you too deep. And I'll be fucking talking for forever, man. Because that's some shit. You know, y'all, I know y'all got some stuff y'all might want to get off y'all chest. Hit me up about that too, man. Beef in relationship is that's crazy. And yeah, let's move on, man. Let's move on. It's beef in everyday life, basically. You know what I mean? We just deal with beef. So one place we deal with beef that sometimes we don't always attack the correct way is beef at work. And a lot of times the beef at work is really cultural. You know what I'm saying? Because we go to work and we coming from an environment where we taught don't snitch. Stand up for yourself. Don't let nobody take advantage of you. You know what I mean? Being competitive at work is admired, but don't be a crab in a barrel. You never want to pull nobody down. But that happens a lot at work. You know what I'm saying? That is a thing that we deal with every day. You know what I'm saying? Us people and the us people that I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. Our facial expressions that get us in trouble. You know what I mean? So we gotta deal with all of these things that we came from culturally when we step into the workforce. You know what I mean? Snitching is frowned upon where we come from. You better not snitch, but you have to snitch at work because that's your job. If somebody doing something to you that's outside of your job or that they shouldn't be doing at work, you gotta tell. Cause that's paperwork. And you gotta create that line of communication between the HR department and your boss, whatever the case may be. You know, but we so ingrained, you know what, man, I'm dealing with this problem. I'm gonna deal with it myself. So instead of telling HR, what you do? You just gonna go curse Kevin out. Kevin, leave me the fuck alone. I don't like you like that. You know what I'm saying? Nah, yo, snitch on Kevin. Hey, yo, Kevin is a creep. You know what I'm saying? He's doing XYZ. I don't like that. You create the paper trail. So that way when you do, if you do so happen to spaz on Kevin, they know why. Because Kevin been a nuisance. You know? We got to deal with things correctly. We got to remove those environmental things that we've been accustomed to when we get into work. All your life, you might have been a bully. You know what I'm saying? You could get through high school being a bully. You know what I mean? Be a bully at work. You can't go on to work fucking with people. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. Like, that's not going to work. Like, so sometimes we just got to unpack the shit that we grew up with. Leave that shit at the door. You know, when we get to work, people always say, yo, leave your feelings at the door. And a lot of the beefs that are created at work are because we ain't never checked those feelings. You know what I mean? Or deeper than that, we ain't took the trends that we exude every day and that we grew up with. The things that people taught us every day. Hey, yo, fight back. Don't snitch. You know? Nah, bro. You gotta handle things the way they need to be handled where you're at. When in Rome, do as the Romans. Right? Ain't that the same? The army homies probably got it the worst, though, right? You know what I mean? Because think about you coming from a place of just I don't take no shit. You know what I mean? Like, yo, that's just not me. And you got to walk into a place where you got to take, like, that's just, they're going to give you shit. And you ain't got nothing to do but to take it. You know what I mean? Somebody in the army told me that they going to call you everything in the book except a child of God. First off, you can't insult me that many times before I pop off. But you ain't got no choice. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have no choice. That's And that's the dynamic that we gotta start leaving somewhere else, accepting our circumstances. You know what I mean? Don't create those that beef that happens. A lot of times beef at work happen because the army, hospitals, anything heavily populated, all of that whole heavily populated work environment, it just turns into high school somehow. You know what I'm saying? Like, people at work because they at work for love. People at work to hoe. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, you may just be there genuinely because you want to work. So you don't know that when you go ask Kevin, Tanya is going to get mad. Now what? You know what I'm saying? Tanya mad at you at some bullshit. You don't got nothing to do with. You know what I'm saying? You got cliques at work. You know what I mean? So you got Tanya working in the HR department. You know what I'm saying? So the whole HR department know that Tanya mad at you. Because Tanya think that you and Kevin got something going on. You know what I'm saying? So every time the manager that don't like you, because we all got one of those managers that just don't like us. Every time that manager that don't like you send that bullshit complaint up, it's getting filed. You know what I'm saying? They don't got no problem setting you up. All because you don't know what's going on. All because you in this high school weird dynamic of a job. You know what? Steady yourself. It's too much gossip, too much cattiness, all of that stuff, man. And sometimes we're guilty of it ourselves, you know what I mean? You might see somebody, you know, that example I just used, you done been that person too. Or you might have seen it. Oh, man, hold up, yo. What Kevin and Tanya got going on? You know what I mean? You got your little lunch click. You sitting down with your lunch click. Hey, yo, Kevin and Tanya, they got some shit going on. Next thing you know, you in some beef because the wrong person overheard you telling your homegirl about Kevin and Tanya ain't want nobody to know. Boy, hey, yo, what? Hey, yo, why did work become high school? It became high school because we couldn't let the gossip and the cattiness go, man. Yo, that's whack. Whack. Leave that beef shit alone, especially at work. Because we all there to advance, so that's the only reason you should be at work. To get further, you cannot be at work to pull nobody else down. You know what I mean? You sitting there, you at work, doing your thing. Meanwhile, Terrence constantly getting up. You know what I mean? Terrence is always up. Yo, why the fuck Terrence keep getting up? You go motherfucking tell your manager, hey, yo, Terrence always getting up. I don't think this is fair. Da-da-da-da-da. Meanwhile, you don't know that Terrence is getting up all the time because he's taking Viagra to keep his thing up, and one of the side effects is he got to pee a lot. His beef is at home. It ain't even got nothing to do with you at work. But you done bought some beef to him that he ain't even want to be a part of. Come on, man. Everything that glitter ain't gold. Just because you see something going on, leave that alone, yo. It don't have nothing to do with you. Don't create beef at work. A lot of us create it. We create that tension. Because at the end of the day, we be so focused on progressing. But if you focus on progressing, you're going to get where you're trying to go. You're going to get there. Just focus on you. Don't create that beef shit, man. We encounter beef in everyday life, man. I done talked on beef in music. Beef with our family dynamic. It's beef everywhere. But it's on us to be able to discern what we're going to put ourselves into. You know what I'm saying? What we're going to let really control us and control the way we thinking, man. Maybe a part of life is, you know what I mean? Maybe a part of finding peace, you know, is being able to shift through the bullshit and make it through all of that. You know what I mean? Being able to just survive. DMX said, to live is to suffer. To survive is to find meaning in the suffering. Hey, yo, you got to make all beef, all bullshit, whatever you going through, make it a lesson, yo. Learn and keep on going, man. Yo, this shit was so much fucking fun. I had a ball with y'all today, man. I had a ball. Thank y'all for tuning in. We touched on beef, and I think we touched on a lot of beef in a lot of different ways. If you loved it, scream at me. If you hated it, yell at me. If you agreed, if you laughed, you know what I mean? I appreciate you, man. I understand if you want to kill me after this, though. Hit the Instagram, at Ramon LOL, with all your comments. RAAMONLOL. Hit me. Till next time, y'all.